This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Greetings and welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. It's a real treat to be able to interview someone that I've had the opportunity to hear speak on other occasions. Chris Ann Hall is an attorney in Florida, and I hadn't realized it, Chris Ann, until I was reading your book, Not a Living, Breathing Document, that your view of it's not being a living, breathing document got you into a little bit of trouble, and I guess you could say it led to your being fired. Why don't we start with that? What in the world was so seditious about your, what were you saying? And it was that you were working as an attorney for the district attorney in Florida, one of the counties. And wham, you know, I've heard you speak, and I didn't realize I was listening to such a dangerous person.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, not only that, I'm on the Southern Poverty Law Center's list of anti-government extremist groups.
Now, you know how to rub it in, because, well, I used to make that list. The Gun Owners of America and Larry Pratt are no longer on the list. And, you know, I'm wondering, what do I have to do? Do I have to pick at their headquarters in Montgomery, Alabama? What is it now that gets one over the threshold of being a public enemy?
You know, it just seems to be teaching the Constitution and teaching limited government. That's what got me fired to begin with, and that's what got me on the list. The interesting thing is that the Southern Poverty Law Center has this list, and I am, out of 997 groups, I am the only individual person who is not a group that is mentioned by name as being an anti-government extremist.
You're making me feel even worse. 937 on the list?
997.
Almost 1,000 on the list.
Almost 1,000 on the list. They register them, or they list them by state, and my name is under the state of Florida. And it's just my name, because everybody else is a group, like Gun Owners Association. But I'm the only individual that I suppose they think is large enough to be a group.
Well, your impact, I think, is certainly such that I would have no argument that it's greater than some groups. But, that's a low blow. I am still reeling from what you just said. Well, I couldn't even make the top 1,000.
Yeah. My boss that I worked for back in 2010, I was teaching the Constitution. I was teaching the history of the Constitution in middle school, high schools. I was teaching Republican groups, Tea Party groups. I was teaching our school board about how to have invocation before their school board meetings without getting in trouble with the ACLU, because I had practiced First Amendment law with a nonprofit firm for a few years. And I got an email from my boss who telling me that to teach that the Constitution requires limited government is an ethical conflict of interest for anyone who works for the government.
So when they take the oath of office, they're in effect upholding the very notion of limit.
But they interpret it differently. So it's not a matter of what the Constitution actually means. It's a matter of what they interpret it to mean. And so he told me that I had to cease and desist all my association with right-wing fringe groups if I still wanted to stay working for the state of Florida. Now, here's the thing. I was doing all of this on my own time. I was not using employer time. I was not doing state time. I was not using state money. I was not using anything that belonged to the state of Florida to do this. And finally, He just said, look, if you have to stop speaking or you have to quit your job. Well, I told him, you didn't give me liberty, and I'm not going to trade my liberties for your paycheck. And so he fired me.
You know, Lewis Carroll, and I'm sure you've run across his statement in the dealing with the Queen of Hearts, who at one point reported that, I can believe 8 different things before breakfast.
Yes.
And so the moral relativism is just oozing out of that attorney general, that district attorney's opinion is stunning. He and the Queen of Hearts would have gotten along quite well.
Right, right. I think so, too. But, you know, that's I think, the great deception of America. So many Americans are deceived by a progressive agenda that the Constitution does not mean what it says it means, but means what someone opinions it to believe, opines for it to believe.
Well, there we are, back to the Queen of Hearts. And, of course, the Queen of Hearts made it very plain what's the danger. If you can have 8 different things being true, quote unquote, but even before breakfast, then no man's life, liberty, or property is safe while such a monarch is in office. No wonder, as time went by, and British liberties, as you point out in your book, I thought it was just an excellent review of the growth of the notion that, in fact, the Queen of Hearts had it wrong. And what is written is right. And if you don't like it, as you pointed out, don't evolve it, amend it. Go through that laborious process. And oh, how they hate that. Well, but that would keep important things from being done. That's the argument
absolutely.
Of tyrants.
Right, exactly. That necessity plea. William Pitt said, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves.
Well, that would be the creed. Now, that they wouldn't want us to ever forget. That would always be something they would want us to recite. Welcome to 8 different things.
The second deception that makes America more like the Queen of Hearts is that our education system and our legal system and the elite scholars, the elite educated scholars, dupe the Americans into believing that the Constitution is too complicated to understand, that it takes decades of research and study to understand just a single clause in it, when nothing could be further from the truth. The Constitution was written to be simple. It was written to be simply understood and simply applied. Simple enough so that the average layperson who's walking the street in 1789, who has no Google Oracle, who has no MSNBC or Fox News, could know how their government was supposed to work and their obligation to make the government work the way it was supposed to work. And so we're just deceived.
Well, it's just it's striking that we have come full circle, it seems, and we're now at a time when the Queen of Hearts has grabbed our minds. And, of course, it would take these experts, it would take a tremendous amount of time if we were to look at the law the way they look at the law, because the law is something, because it's always changing, you'd have to look at the latest in ruling by a court, and if possible, of course, the Supreme Court, and whatever it says is the law. And that is, I think, one of the more pernicious notions that we've allowed to have any currency in our time. The Supreme Court is not the last word.
No, it's not. And I made an interesting discovery, which is not really a discovery at all. You can't really discover something that's already there. But we can talk about it when we come back.
Okay, glad that the music is coming through both ends. So we know that a break is coming upon us. Talking with Chris Ann Paul, attorney practicing in Florida. Been fired in Florida, too. We're going to be back and talk with her.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Our guest today is Chris Ann Hall. By the way, if you want to find her information and books that she's got available, you can go to hername.com, K-R-I-S-A-N-N-E, www.hall.com, and there it is. The internet has its real advantages, and that's sure one of them. And I do hope that people will go and get some of the things that you've done. Certainly this Not a Living, Breathing document is something that I would think most of our kids and grandchildren ought to be able to have in their hands. To it would probably be a good idea to ask questions about it. I remember when I was in my first few years working at Gun Owners of America, and that was certainly in the last century, I was teaching at a class over at, I'm pretty sure it was American University. I still had some contacts from the school that I'd studied a lot in and would get some invitations from time to time to lecture. And at one point I was asked by a student, well, what was my view of this subject, since indeed the law is always evolving? And I said, well, that right there needs to be challenged, because the law should not ever be evolving. If it's to be changed, that's what our legislature is for, and if it gets fundamental enough, then that's what requires an amendment. And he had this puzzled look on his face. He'd never heard that before, he said. And I said, well, I'm sure glad that I had a chance to address this class today, because that is actually the way our system is supposed to work. And I could just see some little green smoke coming out of the teacher's ears. So anyway, those are the headwinds that we're facing. And it's just the common wisdom, I'm afraid, now in our classrooms today.
Well, I call it the common deception. There's not much wisdom in it at all. I had mentioned before the break that I had made a discovery. Hard to discover something that's already there, but maybe it's more like I noticed something that I'd never noticed before. Mm. And that happens sometimes when you actually, I often read the writings of the founders over and over and over again, just because there's things that I missed the first time around. And Article 3 is the section of the Constitution that delegates power to the federal court system. And I noticed one day that in Article 3 of the Constitution, the Supreme Court has an interesting grammatical placement. You see, in Article 3, which describes the courts that will be created by and through the Constitution, the Supreme Court is not listed as capital S Supreme, capital C Supreme. It is listed lowercase s Supreme and capital C Supreme. You see, that word supreme is an adjective to describe its placement in the judiciary. And by creating the capital S on it, what we're really doing, whether it's subconscious or not, we are creating a supremacy in a court that our founders did not create. They just described it as being the highest of the federal courts. But I fear by making supreme part of the proper noun, that we have in our psyche created an oligarchy that did not and was not intended to exist.
And I think it's somewhat reinforced by the notion that whatever that court says becomes the law. And that is certainly very well. Things of that sort were being articulated by the Crown and by the Parliament, which at the time were our supreme level of government. And we said, no, you got that wrong. And it ultimately led to some lives being lost because they were dead wrong.
Right. I am an attorney, but I don't practice law anymore. What we do is we travel and teach. And I am also now the president of Liberty First University, which is an online self-paced university that teaches the courses that I would teach on the road, plus many, many more. It teaches American history, constitutional history, government, civics, philosophy. And in the Liberty First University courses, we have a course on the judiciary. And what most people don't understand is that there was a great debate over the federal judiciary. A lot of discussion. And when you can go and read the discussion and the debate, which is in writing, you don't have to be a scholar to read it, you understand precisely why the Supreme Court was never intended to possess the power that modern scholars attribute to the Supreme Court today, or the federal judiciary whatsoever. And it's the fact that we have remained ignorant in America as to the proper application of our Constitution, that we allow people to interpret it with false meaning. You see, the Constitution is a contract. It does not need interpretation. It needs proper application. And that's what the courts are supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be applying the Constitution, not interpreting it.
You know, if we're to come again to a time when what you have just expressed becomes the quote-unquote common wisdom, we're going to need what I thought was so aptly described in your book, not a living, breathing document, and that is that I just lost my train of thought. But in any case, we want to make sure that we don't let them run around unchallenged with this idea that the Supreme Court is the last word. Because now I remember where I wanted to go. If the Supreme Court decides that they want to tell the building management where I am, where Gun Owners of America is right now, how many lines are to be on their parking lot or some other frivolous sort of thing, maybe what the temperature should be inside the building at any given month of the year. Most of us, I think, would think that's an overreach. In fact, a lot of us don't even like it when counties try to get into that business. If somebody gets too stupid about the lines on the parking lot, if they're too small, people are just not going to go to the building, or they're going to disregard them, one or the other, because people seem to have a lot more sense many times than the people in government, and it's kind of disappointing to see what a disconnect we often have to put up with. But
I think the biggest challenge that we have in America, Samuel Adams said it this way. He said, "No people will tamely surrender their liberties nor be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved." He said, "But on the contrary, when the people become universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink underneath their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders."
Well, I feel like maybe we're sinking at the moment. Talking with Chris Ann Hall, Chris Ann, HarrisAnne, Hall.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
And welcome back to the show. Talking with Chris Ann Hall today, in addition to what you can find about her and the books that she has written at Chris Ann Hall.com. Chris Ann is K-R-I-S-A-N-N-E, so one word. I just realized that you are, shall we say, the regent or the president of the founder of Liberty First University. That is a pretty interesting thing. I'd like to have you just tell us just a little bit more about it.
Well, I, for the last 7.5 years, I've been teaching all over America these courses on the Constitution based on not on, on what history books say, but based on the original source text, what the founders themselves said. And I found myself teaching 265 classes in over 22 states every single year. I was spending less than a week every month at home. And the family went with me. We did everything together as a family. And it just became too much work for the family. Not enough time at home. We have an 11-year-old son who enjoys the travel, but he also needs to be at home sometimes, too. So in response, and we were having to turn down venues. I mean, hundreds of opportunities every year. And people said, Chris Ann, we need to clone you. We need to be able to get this information without you being here personally. So we prayed about it, and we decided on Liberty First University, which is a professionally created online learning institution. It is not me and my webcam. These are actually professionally produced streaming video classes. We have, I think, over 20 courses available. We're putting new courses up every couple weeks. And each course contains class sections of 10 minutes or less, and they have a text textbook that you download on your own, so you're not paying any extra money for books. All you do is print it out, and then you have that learning capability there. And we have students, we have classrooms, we have teachers, we have adults, we have all kinds of people who are now registered as students at Liberty First University who are just, I mean, they are just voraciously consuming this history, because these are the classes that we ought to be teaching in the schools. I'm going to tell you, the quality is worthy of higher institutions of learning, but contrary to our higher institutions of learning today, Liberty First University does not contain government propaganda, and we don't engage in historical revision.
Well, that's a pretty dull notion. I don't know how exciting that would be for some of these elitists among us. And I think it's probably a good point. There seems to be something that, well, certainly in our English-speaking world for a long time, there's been a notion that government knows best. And no matter how carefully things are worded and constructed, it's easy to fall into those things, or it happens easily enough, at least. The idea that there's a supremacy clause in our United States Constitution, I've heard used. In fact, I've had it used when I've been talking with people. So, well, but the Constitution says that federal law is the supreme law of the land. And, well, your laugh, I think, has already answered the point. But why don't you spell out why that's not accurate? Because I think we need to be able to deal with that head on and in a very convincing fashion. Because, yeah, there is a supremacy clause there, and hopefully people will look it up and read what it exactly says, something about laws made under the authority of the United States. Well, what's the authority of the United States? It's not President Trump or President Obama. It's a little bit more simple than that. It doesn't change. They can change their mind tomorrow. The Constitution seldom changes, the actual written Constitution.
Well, let me first lead off by saying that I created a video that teaches about the Supremacy Clause, and it's a video that your listeners can get for free. If they go to our YouTube channel, Liberty First University on YouTube, you can see the Supremacy Clause training video there. And the language you're talking about in the Supremacy Clause says that the Constitution and the laws of the United States made in pursuance thereof are the supreme law of the land. So, number one, we need to realize, now there's other language in there, but I'm not going to quote it all now for time's sake.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that we need to realize is that those who I endearingly call federal supremacists, they try to use the Supremacy Clause as a battering ram to keep the states in submission to the federal government. Well, that's not what the Supremacy Clause is there for. Quite to the contrary, the entire purpose of the Supremacy Clause is to put the federal government on notice that they are limited by the terms of the Constitution. And it's just a matter of sixth grade grammar, but because we've been duped into thinking that the Constitution is too difficult to read and understand, we read it, we see its simplicity, and we think we must be missing something. But I'm telling you, it's right there. So if everybody who's listening who wants to be able to understand the Supremacy Clause and share that information goes to YouTube and goes to our Liberty First University YouTube channel, you can find the Supremacy Clause video there. We have lots of other training videos there that are available for free that will help people. I have a whole series for Constitution Week where we go through the different branches of government and give little kernels of truth that if we just adopted them as truth and recognized their truth in America, we could change America overnight.
Well, I think indeed that is the object, certainly why I think it's important for Gun Owners of America to have this radio program. And essentially, we're not going to come to the point where the founders were ignore the war for ideas that's been underway really even before our country was founded. I forget now, it's probably Sam Adams, but one of the founders had commented that long before a bullet was fired in our war for independence, there had been a revolution in our way of thinking. We need to have that revolution all over again.
Yeah, I say that quite often. We need America needs a revolution of the mind. We need to restore axiomatic truths and principles in the psyche of America and stop being led astray by politics and parties. We cover that in the Not a Living, Breathing document. There's actually 700 years of history that wrote our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, and our Bill of Rights. Five documents from which we get everything in our three foundational documents, sometimes even the very language. But you know, Larry, as I travel and teach, the most asked question I get is, what do we do about this, Chrissy? And I think the greatest source of both apathy and frustration is that the American people are so overwhelmed by the lack of government restraint that we see today that they don't know how to get it under control. And so that's why I teach my state sovereignty class. I also have a book called Sovereign Duty that teaches what our founders intended for us to do when the federal government got out of control. They absolutely anticipated a day, Larry, when the federal government would become, as Jefferson said, like the kingdom they separated from.
Well, if we knew our history, we would recognize the rather sobering similarities between, say, what the English kings were doing in their increasingly cavalier disregard of the British Constitution, and also just the well-being of their, at the time, the people over here viewed as subjects, and where they should have been going to. They weren't being held accountable. And in the case of America, there had been that revolution in our minds. And we, long before we would ever talk about exercising the real intent of the Second Amendment, we're going to have to work with our friends and neighbors a bit. We'll be back shortly with Chris Ann Hall.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
We are talking today about the law, not about a guy in a blue suit and a badge, not about some fellow or some gal on a bench in a black robe. We're talking about that fundamental law, the law above men, in our case here in the United States. Just speaking in terms of our national law, it would be our Constitution. Now, I almost said a minute ago that the law above the Constitution does exist, and it's the founders very clear in their mind about it. They viewed that as the Bible, that ultimately you're just a tyrant if you don't have that law above the law, the Bible itself, as a check on what men can do.
And I think that I would more clearly describe it not necessarily as biblical scripture, the Bible itself, but the principle of natural law that says that your rights come from a creator, from God. And because your rights come from God, and that means they don't come from government, they don't come from documents. Mm-hmm. Samuel Adams said, among the natural rights of the colonists are these: first, a right to life, second, in liberty, third, property, together with the right to protect and defend them in the best means possible. And Jefferson said that the God that gave us life gave us liberty. And how can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we remove their only firm foundation, that our liberty is a gift from God? So we must understand that the Judeo-Christian worldview is the foundation for liberty in America. And without that understanding of an inherent right to liberty, then we get duped into believing, as Chris Cuomo said — Chris Cuomo and I had a big debate over this — as Chris Cuomo said, that that our rights come from laws.
Which means if he can get the legislature to agree with him and they do any tomfool thing to make a quote-unquote law, then that becomes the law. And it's unchallengeable under that view of things. But of course it's challengeable.
Well, of course it's challengeable. And not only that, is it challengeable, it demands to be challenged.
Yes,
the problem is, in America, we've sort of lost touch with with how that challenge takes place. And another deception that we've been led to believe is that the only check and balance on the federal government is the federal government itself. And that's a ridiculous notion, that the only check on government is are the agencies within that government. Our designers created the constitutional republic with such brilliance that they realized from their own history and their own past that if the government is left to check itself, then there is no limit to the government's authority. So created inherent in the creation of our constitutional republic, the greatest check and balance that exists is the check and the balance of the state government as the creators of the Constitution, as the creators of the federal government, to control the government they created. I've been so blessed, Larry, to be able to teach this class on C-SPAN and to have C-SPAN host me on their in-depth program, a three-hour interview, where we got to really get into the details of these things and talk about these things. Most Americans simply do not understand the power that they possess through their state and local governments to tell the federal government, we refuse to comply with any of your laws that are not made, as the Supremacy Clause states, in pursuance to the Constitution. And this is the key, Larry. This is what we must spread throughout America, this understanding of the power of the people through their state and local governments to tell the federal government that their laws are not legally binding if they are not made in pursuance to the Constitution.
That, of course, would be viewed by the Barack Obamas of the world, and many like him, as pure sedition. How can you rule with that kind of notion in people's heads?
Well, here's the thing, Larry. For the states to tell the federal government that their laws are not valid is not the states breaking the law. Because the bottom line is, it's already the federal government who has violated the supreme law of the land. When the states tell the federal government, no, you are violating the supreme law of the land, what they're really doing is enforcing the supreme law of the land when the federal government has become the lawbreaker. And for those you mentioned who would call that sedition, what they're actually saying to us then is that the only limit to the federal government is the federal government itself. And that is not a constitutional republic. That is a totalitarian kingdom, and our founders did not sacrifice life, fortune, and sacred honor to establish the very government they won independence from.
Yeah, the view that they would have us agree to about the supremacy of the federal government in all areas is one that I think Vladimir Lenin, Adolf Hitler, could have agreed to readily. That's exactly what they were all about as well.
Well, Hitler followed the laws when he did what he did.
That's
he never
right.
broke any law. He actually was not only actively engaged in the legislation process, but everything that he did to the destruction of the people was lawfully sanctioned by the government.
There you go.
I like to remind Americans that we are not so innocent in this matter either. It was our executive branch who created an executive order to put Japanese American citizens of the United States with Japanese heritage into internment camps for 4 years, and then the Supreme Court itself turned around and said that that was consistent with the Constitution.
You have a discussion of the growth of the what we're talking about, the whole idea of the limits on the head of state, on the parliament. And along the way, you describe the impact of the Glorious Revolution back in the 17th century in England. And the thing that jumped into my mind, and I made a big note to myself near this discussion, was the idea of ruling by executive order. Heck with Parliament. Well, gee, we've just been through a period of 8 years where the chief executive also thought all he had to do was sign an executive order, and that was the law of the land. In fact, under Clinton, a similar idea, maybe just about as starkly presented, was Paul Bogala, then an advisor to the president, now where so many of them end up, or at least he has been, a functionary at one of the news networks. Stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool.
Well, you know, if we're historically accurate and honest with ourselves, our presidents have exercised more power than the British kings have exercised for decades. The last executive order written by a British king was that executive order written by James II in 1688, and it resulted in the Glorious Revolution of 1689. We have allowed presidents to use executive orders to make law, overturn law, and set aside laws for decades. And that is a complete contradiction to our Constitution, of a per se violation of separation of powers. And James Madison said that that was the mark of the loss of liberty.
Well, we should mark his words, because I just wish that we would hammer on it more ourselves, so that this current generation and the ones that come after would have this awareness. And that was certainly the case at the time of our war for independence. And there had been that revolution in our minds that made men and women willing to stand up to the guns of tyrants for these ideas. Now we clearly need that revolution. We need a second American Revolution. And just as the first, it's going to go nowhere if it's not preceded by another revolution in our minds.
Right. And the brilliance of our constitutional republic is that they, in creating a constitutional republic instead of a kingdom, they have given us a multitude of peaceful measures to control government so we don't have to pick up the sword.
Well, I'm glad that we still can talk about it, and let's pray that God will give us success in this pursuit. Chris Ann Hall, chrisannhall.com. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you, sir, for having me on the show.
My pleasure.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.